Welcome back, everybody. Nick DeGiglio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Skyline studio here until 5 a.m. It is a Tuesday, so two for Tuesday. Get your request in now, 312-981-7200. We are going to talk about weird sports superstitions. Fleetwood Mac's Tusk album turned 40, if you can believe that. So we're going to talk about Fleetwood Mac as well. And movies that changed because of test screenings. That's happened quite a lot. So that's all coming up on the show. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text if you want to join us. And follow us on Twitter at Nick D Show and stay connected on our Facebook page at facebook.com/Nick D Show. Okay, the reason why we played that is because we are about to talk to the co-author of a book called For Your Consideration, Keanu Reeves. Now, if you're a regular listener of the show, if you have been listening to me for the years that I've been on WGN, I have been a staunch supporter of Keanu. So when I got this book came across my desk, I was like, well, we have to talk about it on the air. And it's by Larissa. How do you pronounce her last name?
Zagaris.
Larissa Zagaris, who is under the weather and can't be here.
She is.
I think she has the bug that I had over the weekend.
Indeed. She's been stricken down.
And then Kitty Curran is here.
Yes.
And you co-wrote the book with
I did.
Well, first of all, I just, you know, as I just mentioned, I've been a fan of Keanu Reeves since it wasn't pop. Now he's in a renaissance now.
Right. And I think everyone's kind of rediscovered him.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's maybe more that the powers that be have rediscovered him. Mm-hmm. I think everyone's really had a real soft spot for him. The internet, I kind of feel, found him before Hollywood rediscovered him. And
yeah.
We're like, oh, yeah, this guy, he's awesome. Why did we stop working with him again?
It's been a strong couple of years for him. This year in particular, he had another John Wick movie. He was so funny in Toy Story 4.
He was amazing.
Just everybody seems to like Keanu now. And I was like, where you been? I've been a Keanu
Indeed.
Fan since River's Edge, since Youngblood.
You're from back in the day.
Yeah.
I was more of the coming of age when he was young and beautiful in the mid-90s.
Mm-hmm.
And have many, 12 and 13-year-old memories of Keanu all across the billboards in Little Buddha of that era.
Yeah.
And also, I'm half Chinese, half English, and I feel that most people who are half Asian, half white, and grew up in the 90s have a bit of a soft spot for Keanu. Because, it really was just him back in the day.
Yeah.
And so, it was kind of nice to have someone who's a bit like me on the screen, which I didn't maybe quite put two and two together at the time.
But I remember he used to get a bad rap all the time.
Right.
He was dumb. He was a bad actor.
Yeah.
And I never, ever felt that ever.
I think it was more that he was miscast in something. So that, I think he'll be the first to admit that Bram Stoker's Dracula's maybe not his finest hour.
No.
But, just because he was miscast doesn't mean that he can't be amazing.
Yeah.
And that, even back in the day, Bill and Ted would not be the same without him.
No.
Can you imagine it with a different one of those?
I can't, and I'm so excited about the new one.
I know.
It's so exciting.
I know.
Well, let's get to your background, first of all. Obviously, from your voice, we can tell that you are English.
Indeed. I am originally from London, specifically Wimbledon, and I came here because I married an American.
Oh,
so I was
there
enticed
it is. There
over
it is.
By man. So I've been here since 2011, basically.
And you are, not only did you co-write this, but you're an illustrator.
I am.
And you have illustrated other things with your partner.
Indeed.
And how did you get into that? When did that start for you?
Basically, I taught myself from copying Sailor Moon stills from the internet back in the 90s.
Uh-huh.
And there's a lot of references here.
Yeah.
And did it a lot as a kid. Did it for fun, never really thought I was good enough to ever pursue it professionally. And then at a previous job that I worked at for a web design company, I just made a Christmas card for everyone that I illustrated with a cartoon of everyone. And the chief designer was like, can we use these for our website and our business cards? And that was kind of my first key into like, oh, maybe I could do this for real.
There you go.
there. And from then on, it's been an upward journey. I didn't actually illustrate this one. We got to have some input about what the illustrations were, which were fun. Mm-hmm. So it was a bit more like, ha-ha, dance for your queen, which was nice.
How did you meet Larissa?
I met Larissa through another writing partner. She was basically my first friend in Chicago after I arrived here having married my husband. I only actually meant to come out here for 6 months back in 2010 and then met my husband the second day there. Yeah. So, you know, things happened. And so I kind of had left, you know, most of my friends and the job I'd had before and was working this temp job at an insurance company that I was not enjoying much. And she was kind of my friend there who was fun and cool and also was writing and doing fun stuff. So we started writing together. And then
is the connection between you guys, is it really pop culture related?
Yeah, basically our real kind of joint partnership began after we were writing a webcomic that never got off the ground with two other girls. And then unfortunately, obviously, the two other girls had to move away. One went to New York and the other went to Seattle. So we were kind of left on our own. Mm-hmm. And Larissa had been doing this a Tumblr called Taylor Swift Girl Detective that had got a huge following.
Yeah.
That was basically stills of Taylor Swift looking very much like Nancy Drew with a little caption of the crime that she was solving at the time. And I kind of, for fun, illustrated a cover for this hypothetical book in the series, and it really kind of took off to the extent we had a cosplayer go to a Taylor Swift fan went to a Taylor Swift concert dressed as the Taylor Swift from the Taylor Swift Girl Detective book cover.
That's amazing.
Yes. So basically we were like, oh, well, we should maybe actually make this book for real. Then I lost a job and she was going for a bad breakup and we were kind of sat being a bit depressed at her kitchen table and we were like, you know, this is the time. We are not going to let this evening go this way. We're going to make the book. Mm-hmm. Plotted it out that evening and the rest is history.
Why Taylor Swift?
Well, I think it was all started with kind of Larissa riffing with her sister about how much she looked like Nancy Drew and then kind of realizing there was legs in that. But the monster.
By the way, have you seen the new Nancy Drew on the CW?
I haven't seen an episode yet, but I have. It's on my to watch list because, you know, obviously.
Absolutely.
Girl detectives and mysteries have always been something I've been a fan
when
of.
When I was a kid, it was Pamela Sue Martin. She was Nancy Drew. They did back in the 70s. They did every other Sunday. On one Sunday, they would do the Hardy Boys, and then the following Sunday, they would do Nancy Drew, and they would alternate. Pamela Sue Martin was the actress who played Nancy Drew. I had a massive crush on her.
You see, we did not have that, but we did have like the edgy, updated Nancy Drew Case Files.
Yeah.
In the 80s, kind of like covers that they were still going in the 90s, but look kind of dated, but we still kind of, you know, read them because they were the slightly, you know, alluded to, you know, maybe people dying, but not really.
That's great. So that Taylor Swift thing took off.
Yep. We kickstarted the book and got a huge amount of coverage that we were not expecting, including from Time Magazine, which was deeply surreal.
Yeah.
Off the back of that, we had a whole bunch of people follow us on social media. One of them was our future editor, and then we got our first publishing deal, basically, from that.
So where did the Keanu book come from?
So the Keanu book is our second book with Quirk. Our first one was My Lady's Choosing, which was a choose-your-own-adventure romance novel. The Keanu Reeves book came from Larissa was riffing with our editor on Twitter just in the comments of someone else talking about Keanu Reeves, about how much they love him, and they basically realized there was a mutual love. Because basically everyone loves Keanu Reeves, and I kind of feel it was, you know, I don't think people forgot him. I think the media forgot him. I think Hollywood forgot him.
Yeah.
But the people did not.
Yeah.
And certainly,
he was always on my radar.
Right. And certainly Larissa and Jonty did not forget him. And so they started talking, and it basically became this whole idea of kind of re-examining pop culture icons.
Yeah.
So there's also a companion book in this for Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And so it's also amazing.
Well,
so should, and also out tomorrow.
Let me just say, that this book is so fantastically entertaining. And as a fan, of Keanu, I just, I ripped through this thing.
Oh, thank you.
And I really love it. I love the illustrations. I love the quiz that's in there. And I love the way it's set up and everything. But let's talk a little bit more about it. We got to take a break, okay?
Cool.
We'll take a little bit more. We're going to take a break here. Kitty Curran is with us. She is the co-author of a book called For Your Consideration, Keanu Reeves, which comes out today.
Yep.
All right. Today. Jumping right on top
that's
of it.
That's right.
All right. We'll break and we'll come back with more on 720 WGN. Yeah, one of the greatest final scenes in movie history. welcome back, everybody. My guest is Kitty Curran. She's an illustrator and an author, and she is the co-writer of a terrific book called For Your Consideration, Keanu Reeves. And it's all about love for Keanu.
Indeed.
And that, of course, is from the final moments of The Matrix. We were just discussing this off the air.
Indeed. And how it still holds up.
Yeah.
One of the best things about this book is I had to rewatch all of Keanu's back catalog for that. So, and The Matrix.
It celebrated its 20th anniversary this year, and they re-released it in the movie theaters and the Dolby cinemas around the country. And I went, and it's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah.
And it was truly one of the best film experiences I've had all year. Mm-hmm. And the movie's 20 years old.
Yeah.
So
I was 16 when it came out, and I remember discussing about how amazing it was with my high school boyfriend.
Yeah.
And,
It's just a great movie.
Yeah.
Well, let's go through some of your favorites. Let's talk a little bit about some of your favorite Keanu movies and moments. You've got so many. This is such a cleverly constructed book, and it's so much fun to read, and how you've listed these things out and the facts about Keanu. Well, you said researching. How much research did you guys do for this?
A lot. Bless the internet and the Keanu fandom. The Keanu being awesome subreddit and of their main fan site, which I spent so many times on, and I cannot remember the name off the top of my head.
Oh, okay.
But it's, really reading up on all of that stuff.
Yeah.
There's just so much. There is just so much. And he's such a personable person that there is so much of him interacting with the fans randomly.
Yeah.
So you have photos of him randomly from the 90s, maybe even the late 80s, early Keanu, where a couple of fans literally hopped his fence and he was just like, okay, and had a beer with them. And you can see these photos on the internet.
That's one of the things about Keanu that he's got. He's got this incredible reputation of being like so connected to his fans. What was the bit that the thing that he did a few months back where there was a sign on the lawn front, somebody's front lawn that says, you're beautiful too. And then he took the sign down and wrote, you're beautiful as well, signed it.
Oh, I did not see that. I did see the Your Breathtaking moment.
Your Breathtaking,
I was at the Games Conference. He described something as breathtaking, and someone yelled out, you're breathtaking. And then Keanu was like, no, you're breathtaking.
Yeah.
And another meme was born because Keanu is a meme machine.
He is. Sad Keanu on the bench.
Yes. It's been going on for nearly a decade now.
Yeah.
Sad Keanu is 2010.
Yeah.
So it really... He's ongoing every year.
The other thing about it is, and you guys point this out, interviewing people and quoting people who have worked with him on movies, widely considered to be one of the most generous and one of the nicest and most personable people that you could ever work with in Hollywood.
Yeah.
He gives up his salary. He gives to charity, a lot of money to charity.
Yes.
He's an incredible guy.
He is. And again, that's one of the things you can kind of see on the internet is kind of like... and we do cover this in the book, is that, the sort of fan stories or, people who worked with him on the set, just the random guys who, to just be on the crew, can pass these stories around on the internet. So we kind of know a lot more about, Keanu than we would have done. And I think maybe that's a large part of it is, you know, part of the mythos was created not by publicists, but by people just talking about how great he is.
Well, this is a one-stop shop right here in the, this book. It's all here. It's for your consideration. Keanu Reeves, brand new book out today, released today. Do you have a favorite Keanu movie?
That's a very, very tough choice. You know, it's like picking a favorite parent, really. I would have to say, just for nostalgia, I have very fond memories of watching Bill and Ted, both one and two, with my family. At the same time, maybe John Wick still wins.
Yeah.
Maybe. Or maybe The Matrix wins. It's very hard.
My favorite is Point Break.
Oh.
I love that movie. I've seen it 8 million times. Catherine Bigelow is one of my favorite directors of all time.
I'm now extra conflicted. I forgot. Yeah. I can't believe it.
You know, 91 was an incredible year for him, and you guys have a listing of all his movies.
We
In 91, he did Bogus Journey, which I like more than the first one.
Really?
I do. I think it's because of Bill Sadler's death, because he's so funny. And
I do.
All the games that they're playing, the football game that they're playing with death and everything, funny.
And also the references in that. You don't understand how I found it funny as a child. And now watch it as an adult.
Not a big Bergman fan?
Yeah, no. And now I'm like, oh, okay. Apparently I was getting something from this.
Because in 91, there was that. There was Point Break and My Own Private Idaho all in 1 year.
Oh, man.
That's a strong year.
That's a very strong year.
Yeah. But I love him in a lot of, you know, it's, the, you know, which, there's a small independent movie that he did called Thumbsucker.
Yes.
He's so good in that movie.
He's like this hippie dentist, which for you know, the everyone but the two people in the world apparently watch this movie. And he's amazing. And I can't believe I've met another person who's seen
it. Oh, I love that movie. I love it.
But I also randomly saw it before I researched this book, like, seriously, a decade ago when it came out. And weirdly, Keanu specifically stuck with me in that movie above everything else. I really barely remember much else about that movie.
I remember liking the movie but loving him.
Yes. Pretty much.
And I also really liked him. You see, these are kind of a little bit offbeat roles. He's done some, you know, obviously some low budget movies and some art house movies. But he was in, I can't remember the name of the movie now, but he was great in the Diane Keaton, Jack Nicholson.
Something's Gotta Give.
Yeah, he's great
in
that.
He's amazing in it.
Yeah.
And also, again, one of the many times I've been like, oh, come on, you'd have clearly picked Keanu.
Yeah.
You'd have clearly picked Keanu.
Yeah.
Again, with Dracula. No. Mina married Keanu for a reason.
Yeah. Well, this is really, I mean, it's great. Now, let's talk a little bit about, you didn't do the illustrations for this book.
I did not.
But talk about your illustrations. What are some of your, who are some of the illustrators that have inspired you or that you're fans of?
I have basically kind of do a lot of riffing of the illustrations in the books I used to glum as a kid. So Taylor Swift Girl Detective is very much done in the style of the old school Nancy Drew books. I've been going through a little pulp kind of horror phase, and also kind of the 80s Point Break kind of look I've been playing with. Yeah. So basically kind of riffing on older styles, but with visual puns. So dad jokes in visual form.
Do you try to draw something every day? Do you try to work every day?
I actually have unfortunately fallen off the drawing wagon as much as I'd like to, just because a lot of the writing work's picked up. Another thing Larissa and I are working on but we can't talk about is another one where we'll be writing but I won't be illustrating.
So
there is a comic right now I'm working on that Larissa and I also wrote, that's coming out next year, will be kickstarted next year, that is run by a cartoonist for The Nib, For the 100th anniversary of women getting the vote.
Oh, nice.
So we're doing a kind of making a comic about Susan B. Anthony's legacy, but in a fun way, educational.
That's great. That's great. Well, that's really sounds like it's a lot of fun. So do you like the writing part now? Because you were an illustrator, but now you've segued into writing. How does that work for you?
I always really liked doing both. As a kid, I kind of, was the only kid I know who wanted to make comics, so that basically meant I had to wear both hats. So I learned doing both, and as I got older, at certain points in my life, I've been lucky enough to get paid to do the art, and other times been lucky enough to get paid to do the writing, and I will take whichever I get.
Well, you're good at it, I can tell you that, and I really enjoy the book. For your consideration, Keanu Reeves. Where did the quiz to determine which Keanu John come from?
I can't remember which fever dream that came from. We were very sleep deprived at certain points in this book, so it can't. The certain ideas have blended together. There are certain essays we know who wrote what, but the quizzes, I feel, I have no idea, quite frankly.
But he's played a character named John in several movies.
Yeah, I think we were discussing how he's played the everyman so much, and then how he has such bland names like Thomas Anderson, and then realized how many of them are all called John. Yeah. And I think that's really where it came from.
Yeah, well, it's fun. There's so much fun stuff. You talk about some of his frequent collaborators. Mm-hmm. That's in there too. Like the couple of movies he's made with Sandra Bullock and Charlize Theron. Mm-hmm. And Winona Ryder. It covers everything. Yes. I mean, if you're a Keanu Reeves fan, you have to buy this book. It's really, really terrific. And I'm a huge Keanu Reeves fan, and I love the book. Oh. It's for your consideration, Keanu Reeves, Larissa Zagaris?
Zagaris.
God,
It took me about a year,
Zagaris.
So don't worry.
And my guest is Kitty Curran. And the book is out today. So make sure you pick it up. It's really terrific. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
The book is great. It was delightful to talk to you.
Lovely to talk to you too.
Okay, we'll take a quick break. It's Nick DiGilio. The news is coming up next.